Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Patriots not excelling in the red zone, Keith.
Oh, I see what's happening now.
Or is at the goal Chevelle? Line.
It is Chevelle.
How is about it? That? Couldn't have gotten the band. I remember the song.
I probably had this compact disc.
Hoping that there were more heaters, but really it was just the one.
This is the opposite.
They had a couple songs.
Did they?
Yeah.
This is the opposite of the Orgy album that you own.
Oh, did you see somebody on the text line said they took my advice and listened to the whole album and they said it was trash?
Relax. That's giving it a listen with a 2025 year. You had to be listening.
27 years ago, yeah. I promise you, it was must listen. No skips. Yeah, this guy was like, I couldn't even get through the third song. I was like, well.
You got to wait,
obviously, until you get Blue Monday. Stitches, rips, yeah. Blue Monday. Listen to it again. That was under an hour, I remember, that CD.
Nice.
I think that was like a 44-minute, and you're in and you're out.
Yeah, well, it's the way to listen. So anyway, they struggled down there yesterday. I asked you this earlier. I'm like, who's at fault? Is it May? Is it McDaniels? And you're like, well, I don't know. How about Terrell Jennings? How about some of the backs not being able to get a yard, which I think is fair. I think if you don't like the play calls down there and the running backs that are on the field, I mean, that to me would point more to Vrabel and McDaniels.
McDaniels, yeah, 100%. I feel like Henderson the previous 2 weeks has kind of shown a nose for the end zone, right? Like, I feel like I would have given him an opportunity.
I thought so. Jackson certainly thought so. He had him in the Bozo touchdown parlay.
He's out, by the way. Dice has been tweeting us all day.
Oh, has he?
Dice wants to take the spot.
He's tweeting yesterday.
He was tweeting all day yesterday.
He's back at it today.
We'll do a Thanksgiving touchdown parlay.
Got it.
On Wednesday.
I like that.
So if Dice...
Instead of Friday or in addition to Friday?
We're not on Friday.
Right. But we can still pick it, Keith.
No, we can't.
Out. Okay.
I unplug.
Okay.
Shut my phone off.
You're like Christian Ellis.
Yeah.
Turn the TV on.
I don't even have a TV. I wonder how long I could go without watching TV. It would not be
TV or phone.
Yeah, it would not.
Oh, I need the TV more than I need my phone. 100%.
I think I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, I think I want my phone.
Does your little droid tell you how long you've been on your phone every week?
No.
Or every? Oh, it's a daily.
That's something it tells you.
A weekly one.
It's a weekly average.
I think you can look at daily, but my phone reminds me every week.
Sunday morning,
I get it.
The thing pops up. It's like, hey, idiot, you've been looking at your phone 3 hours a day. You're like, oh, gross. Yeah, that's usually
My number has to be higher than 3 hours a day.
No, that's low.
I was going to say,
that's me, though.
Just factor in traffic.
That's super low.
Yeah, and 3 hours a day, I use my phone.
Wow.
Pretty good, I guess.
That's really
maybe
good.
Maybe a big brag for
me? That was a pretty big brag.
Yeah, but any.
Sick brag, bro.
But we'll do a Thanksgiving TD parlay.
Like it.
But I would have gone with Henderson more.
So, Dice, you're in.
So, Henderson doesn't have the fumblies, and he's been pretty good as of late. And they're like, you know what we're going to do?
And yesterday, he was the guy.
Yeah.
He was the guy who got most of the reps yesterday, except the most important ones down by the goal
line. So, I would have tried that. I would not have had Terrell Jennings get a goal line carry. No thanks. I would not have slammed Ramondre Stevenson into the back of the O-line a couple of times. I wouldn't have run a draw on fourth down. I probably also would have kicked an extra field goal. And I'm not the big field goal guy. I kind of like the going for it on fourth down. But in that, the way the game was going, it didn't feel like the Bengals had two scores in them.
No.
So if you kick it there, I feel like you would have been pretty safe. So Yeah, no, I think McDaniels deserves a lot of attention and blame based on how this goal line and red zone offense has been.
So here's the sequence. It's the Patriots. They get a three and out to start the second half. They're up 17-10 late in the first half. The Bengals get a long field goal right before halftime to make it 17-13, where I felt like they let down a little bit. They come out three and out. They get the ball back. Pats go 11 plays, 89 yards down to the one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they get a big pass interference. Kayshawn Booty draws a flag on Dax Hill, and they're set up at the five. They go incompletion on first down. Travion Henderson, 4 yards right down to the one. Almost had it there, Jackson. Tackled at the one. Then you get an incompletion on third down to Hunter Henry, and you get an incompletion on fourth down, where I was kind of on the fence about going for it there. I was leaning no, but you get the flag. Second pass interference, Dax Hill on Kayshawn Booty, so you get to start over again at the one. First play, Terrell Jennings. This is the one Keith is talking about. No gain up the middle.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. It's a wasted play.
Next play, Hunter Henry, touchdown.
Hey,
great.
Yes.
Second one of the game, but
it
was an offensive pass interference on Mac Hollins, so take that one back.
A little handsy.
They run like a tunnel screen, like right up the middle of the field. Hunter Henry gets all the way to the one, almost scores on
that was another good play.
Second and goal, right down to the one. Now it's third and goal from the one, running up the middle with Stevenson, no gain. I definitely would have kicked there. I'm like, you can't.
Yeah, you don't have it.
Get a second crack at it. Yeah. You might not score. That one I definitely would have kicked.
Uh-huh.
And then Ramondre Stevenson gets stuffed again on fourth down, this time on like a draw play.
Right.
Where it's not working. And you get no points there. The Bengals are still only down 17-13.
Draw play. That's what Josh used to think. Third and 15, middle of the field. You mm-hmm. see that draw play. But he tried it there in the goal line. But that's frustrating. I think especially when you have such a dynamic quarterback. That really shouldn't happen.
Well,
you should put him in spots where he can either run it in or he can find a way to throw it.
I liked your idea earlier, and maybe this is part of their thinking. And if it is, I think it's a mistake, but I at least get it. Maybe they're like, it's the Bengals. We do not need to use these like QB boots and rollouts against that. We should be able to line up at the one against this trash-ass Bengals
actually,
defense
they tried
and jam it in.
Drake May threw it away. Because it was covered up.
Was that the one to Henry, the incompletion?
No. He tried a rollout. It was designed rollout, and he absolutely just threw it away.
No, I'm saying, when was that?
It was during that nine play
stand. So I think that was the one to Henry, then, is what I'm saying. Because that was the only incompletion down there outside of the one that was flagged.
Yeah.
So, look, I wonder if they don't want to do that as much. They did try to run with Drake May later when they settled for a field goal in the fourth quarter, and he got stuffed on a tush push down there. Late third quarter, early fourth quarter, whatever it was, where he got stuffed. So, you know, to me, that would be one that you want to look at again. And I think Drake May is culpable. I think Josh McDaniels is culpable down there. I do. Like, why are those guys on the field? Is that Vrabel? Is that McDaniels? Why isn't it Travion Henderson down there? And how do you not get in the end zone? And this has been a criticism going back now. It wasn't just on Sunday. Reese wrote about this a couple of weeks ago. They've been bad in the red zone, 0-2 yesterday. Couldn't score down there, down by the goal line. And some of it could be related to personnel. If you want to say Diggs doesn't get open the way he used to down there, and this is where they really miss, like, alpha-level elite talent. Like, who's your jump ball guy down there? The best one's probably Hollins down there. Is it Booty? Like, who's the guy you'd throw a fade to down there? Probably Hollins.
I don't know if this team is a team. I don't know if they have the personnel for the fade.
So the goal line fade,
which a lot of people don't even like, but I don't know if you'd do that.
This is what I'm saying.
Team.
But, like, you know, you're the Rams. You're at the one. You're throwing it to Devontae Adams, and it's a touchdown every time.
Oh, yeah. That's
you don't have that. So
I mean, Hunter and Hooper and Henry actually might be, depending
Hooper.
On the...
Hooper's caught one.
He impressed you with his athleticism.
Diggs caught one.
Diggs did catch. Yep, that was against Tampa. He did.
Yeah, he can.
It's not like he hasn't hit it.
He can do that, and he obviously can stay in bounds. Like if you throw it like the back line or like on the sideline or whatever, he can do that. But I don't know. I thought you had some kind of momentum going with Henderson the last couple of weeks, and so there were at least three goal to go carries where you didn't even give it to him. So if you don't want to put Drake May in that spot, and like you said, maybe you don't want to do it against Cincinnati. Maybe you have a few tricks up your sleeve for later. Great. Hopefully you do. Especially for a team. I mean, the head coach. It was a defensive player who caught 10 touchdowns. You would think they would have some sort of like, not gimmicky, but like different type of plays around the goal line. And I don't know, maybe they're keeping some of them under their hat.
So Henderson had 46 of the carries yesterday. You might think with Stevenson back, he'd get more work. He only had 22. Terrell Jennings only had 3 carries, including one of them down by the goal line.
Oh, you mean snaps.
What did I say?
Oh, you said carries.
I'm sorry. Yeah, snaps is 100% what I meant. Text line points this out too. I meant to bring this up earlier. They also burned 2 timeouts in that sequence.
Yeah, they had a weird timeout management situation because it was like a decent amount of game left, and you looked up and you're like, oh, they don't have any timeouts. And I know they were playing from in front, but I don't know. What if something happened?
No.
And, what if they weren't?
And all of them were on, scoring drives. The other is when on the drive where they converted the digs late, they had to settle for another field goal to make it 26-20. Right. That was another time where they burned off timeouts. So they did it all on offense in the second half, including two on that drive there. It was not a drive to remember for Josh McDaniels and the Patriots offense. You can discuss 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phones here, shall we?
All right.
Our pal Jake is in Boston. What's up, Jake?
What's up, boys? Two things for you, more on the fun front. So did you guys know the Patriots have not lost since Bad Bunny was announced as Super Bowl halftime at the end of September?
I did not.
Cardi B is basically with Bad Bunny on his only real big English language hit. So we got a little Taylor Swift thing going on. But question is in Los Angeles during that Super Bowl, Evan McPherson, who is the Bengals kicker, snuck out to watch the halftime show. Will Steph Diggs do the same? That's number one. Number two.
Okay. Hang on. I just want to make sure I understand. Will Steph Diggs step out to watch the halftime show at the Super Bowl? Okay.
The Bad Bunny halftime show?
Put a pin in that.
Okay.
If Cardi B makes a cameo on the song, I believe.
Right.
Okay. What was your second one?
You know what's great for knee injuries and the prevention of knee injuries?
What's that?
It's Pilates. You know who teaches Pilates? And Michael May. The Will Campbell, Drake May bromance. And I took her class last week, so I can review it. That romance between...
All right, sorry, go ahead.
I took her class last week. I went down. I drove to the class.
Oh.
I got my grippy socks up. I got on that machine there, and I took her 45-minute class. It was pretty good. I survived, and I hadn't done a Pilates class in about 5 or 6 years. I still think barre is harder. There were a couple... Her playlist is very mid-2010s. A lot of Taylor Reputation, a lot of Nelly Furtado was in there, Selena Gomez was on there.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
But Will Campbell should probably spend more time in a Pilates studio recovering than in the Patriots training room or lifting weights. I am a fan of pliability via Tom Brady.
So you want more?
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
I mean, we found out quite a bit there, actually.
It's like an investigative reporter.
Yeah. She likes Reputation. Reputation, good Taylor Swift album.
She might want to start screening her classes. Maybe have somebody as like a go-between.
Maybe need a bouncer.
Like, just going to be like 20 dudes in Drake May jerseys showing up to her Pilates class. She's like, you know what? I think I need a different group. this isn't working for me. Or maybe do like a virtual one. So all these
she
people
might
want
to teach some virtual classes, she might want to do.
People love, so she's on TikTok and does a lot of food videos.
I was going to bring this up.
Hijacked is the wrong word. They're just like very supportive.
And it's like very, very positive.
Very positive about her and Drake May and how she's our queen and all this talk. It's actually very good stuff.
Okay.
For as cesspool-y as the internet can be.
For now. I mean, just give that time.
Oh, yeah. Give that a couple more bad games. Yeah. Things start to change. But as of right now, there's the honeymoon period for that. I didn't know she did Pilates, but apparently
I didn't either. While we're talking about the O-line, can we play this clip? This is from Steve Burton and WBZ's coverage there over the weekend. This was going into the game. I found this very amusing. If we haven't, Nick, just give me a thumbs up. I didn't mean to put you on the spot with this, but if you're wondering what the O linemen are doing when they have their dinners where they go out, and I guess Will Campbell and Jared Wilson, well, they won't be playing. Maybe they can still go to the dinners for all I know. This is from over the weekend.
I'm glad you brought up that O line dinner on Thursday. What do you guys order?
Me and Garrett Bradbury usually get there pretty early. We'll be one of the first two there, and like it's usually like, all right, we'll take every appetizer. We'll take three of them. We'll take two or three of every appetizer.
This is just them ordering before everyone gets
there. Before everybody gets
there. Yes. And then you get there and you get more appetizers, and then you get the food.
All right, so you're the Shirley Temple guy. You're not?
No, I drink them too.
Everybody.
You have no choice?
No. It's honestly just become like a superstition now. Everybody at least has one.
Yeah.
We started winning, and then everybody else just drinks them now just to say, like, all right, we had our Shirley Temple.
We had our Shirley Temple.
They drink Shirley Temples.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi,
me too.
Four Mississippi, five Mississippi, six Mississippi, seven Mississippi, eight Mississippi.
We'll have to get Mike on Wenu's take on the Shirley Temples when we talk to him next.
It's an oversight we haven't yet.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that.
It's good team bonding. Good stuff.
I don't know how the Shirley Temples are for the recovery process, but they're going to need it for the high ankle sprain for Jared Wilson and what sounds like an MCL sprain for Will Campbell, which sounds like he's avoided the dreaded ACL injury and could be in play to return this year. Vrabel said as much earlier today. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. How do you replace those guys on the offensive line? Let's get to that with your phone calls next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.